Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Gary Colley, evangelist of the Get Well Church of Christ here in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's so good to be with you each Lord's Day morning by means of this radio broadcast. This is the Truth in Love broadcast, been on the air for many years, and the teaching and preaching of the gospel has caused many people to hear and render their obedience so that eternity may be theirs in heaven. We hope that you have a sincere mind, a sincere heart, to do those things which the Lord has commanded us to do. We're not here because we have any new plan, not any new ways, simply the plan of the Lord, the way of the Lord, because Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I may say, but I really feel like other people are going to be saved beside those who obey the gospel. But my feelings would not be correct, because that's not taught in the Word of God. I may say, I feel like all churches are going to the same place, because they're all teaching something that pertains to the Bible. But my friends, that's just my feeling. That would not be correct according to the Word of God. It's said in 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is within you, yet with meekness and with fear. In Matthew 7:21, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name? In thy name cast out demons, in thy name do many wonderful works. But he said, then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Now that, my friends, will be a sad, sad day, will it not? If I, because of my false teaching, have caused you to walk in a way the Lord has not commanded, I shall also be punished for that. But I do not want to speak anything except that which can be backed up with the Word of God. The Word of God is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and it is alive to discern the thoughts and the intents of a man's heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. So let us give real close attention to hearing the Word of God and doing only those things that are commanded therein. In Matthew 3, we have this reading, and in those days cometh John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken through the Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John himself had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And then went out unto him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around about the Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, ye offspring of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath which is to come? Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now, the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and every tree therefore that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse the threshing floor. And he will gather his wheat into the garner, but the chaff will he burn up with unquenchable fire. What an interesting passage. Here we find the preaching of one John the Baptist. Now, he's not John the Baptist in that he was a member of the Baptist church, but he is a baptizer. I, in that way, am a Baptist because I baptize people. But this man was doing this work which the Lord gave him to do. He came to baptize. To baptize men in a preparation for the kingdom. And, of course, he was in the wilderness of Judea, and he was one who had been prophesied that he would come. It was said to be Isaiah the prophet. He was one likened unto him, all right, but he wasn't him. But he was John. John the Immerser, and he himself had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle, which marked him as a prophet of God. His food was locusts and wild honey. Doesn't sound too appetizing perhaps to us, but it was to him. And so they went out unto him from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, a region around about the Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan. They were not baptized of him around the river Jordan, but in the river Jordan, because much water was there, and baptism is a burial. It was not a sprinkling, it was not a pouring. He baptized them in the river Jordan. He didn't pour them in the river Jordan. He did not sprinkle them in the river Jordan, but he did baptize them in the river Jordan. He buried them in the waters of baptism. He saw the Pharisees come to his baptism. He called them an offspring of snakes. He said they had come not to learn the truth, not to do what was right. He said, "Who warned you to flee from the wrath which is to come? You haven't brought forth the fruits of repentance." And so repentance is necessary before one is baptized. That means we must change our will toward sin and live in harmony with his will. You know, the work of John was to prepare the way for the Lord. John was never a member of the Lord's church. Matthew 11:11, he said of them born of woman, "There hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist, and yet he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So why is it that he's least and yet he's the greatest? Well, he was the great man who did the preparation work for the Lord's church, but he wasn't in the Lord's church because the Lord's church had not then been established. He said it's in the near future. He said it is that which you need to prepare for. And as he prepared the people for the church, then indeed they were ready. He baptized them as they confessed their sins. And therefore, because of that, they were prepared material for the kingdom that was coming. Jesus, of course, did not build his church in the days of John. He did not build a Baptist church because John died two chapters before Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." John did not establish a church, and we need to learn that. Though it is not seemingly known by many people, it is still a fact. The work of John, then, was to prepare a way for the way for the Lord. And he was not trying to impress the world. He didn't conform to the world around him, did he? Not in the way he dressed, not in the way he ate, nor in the teaching which he did and the practice which he gave. He was baptizing people upon the confession of their sins. Now, from John, we learn that we must be in the world, but we're not to be of the world, are we? John's food and clothing were far from being fashionable, even in his day. John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Well, that's Matthew 3:4. He called sin sin, didn't he? He demanded repentance, and we must do the same. It is said in the Scriptures, "Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath which is to come? Bring forth fruits, therefore, worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." But Abraham's not going to save in this manner. Indeed, the promise made to Abraham that in him and his seed should all the families of the earth be blessed, that seed was Christ, Galatians 3:18. Only in Christ can be made clean those who are sinful. And now, he says, the axe is laid at the root of the tree, ready to destroy it. In other words, every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. We cannot, then, but admire the courage and the honesty of this great man of God. We are introduced to the work of John the Baptist in these words. "Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod, the tetrarch, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Illyricum, and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Ananias and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country around about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for remission of sins." Now do what? He said baptism was for the remission of sins. Those who are claiming to be the Baptist Church today do not teach that, do they? They won't baptize for the remission of sins. A man who wants to enter that church has to confess, I believe that God, for Christ's sake, already pardoned my sins. That is, before he makes any confession. This is the confession, but it's not the Bible confession. The Bible confession is, as that which the eunuch made in Acts 8, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Upon that, we remember that Philip stopped the chariot. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now it continues here in Luke 3, verses 1 through 5. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare.